Track 3. Famous Sights of New York City. The first time I visited New York, I could not believe my eyes. We landed at JFK Airport at night and took a taxi to our hotel. While we were driving in the taxi, we saw the skyline of the city at night, and all these little lights simply took my breath away. Anyway, we arrived at our hotel, which was in Chinatown, late at night, so we did not get much sleep. But there was so much to see that we were not tired, although we had not slept a lot. The first thing we did was to eat breakfast at one of those little diners that you always see on TV, and then we walked through Chinatown, which was an incredible experience. There were even newspapers in Mandarin. Then we took the subway to Manhattan, and the first time I left the subway station, I was overwhelmed. I stood in front of the exit, and automatically I had to look up at those incredibly high buildings that surrounded me. It was really fascinating. Well, then we started to explore the city. I wanted to do a lot of walking to take in all the sights and sounds of the city, and I also wanted to eat and drink like the locals did. So for lunch, we often had hamburgers that were sold on the street. They are quite good, and I even tried one with sauerkraut. I didn't like that, but you have to try it. Of course, we visited all the tourist attractions, like the Times Square, the Brooklyn Bridge, or the Statue of Liberty, but also some small and quiet places. I can remember one moment when we took a break in a little park next to a small church. We ate something there and took a rest, when suddenly we noticed some squirrels running around, obviously waiting for some food. We gave them some breadcrumbs and they scattered off again, and then some more of them came. It was a funny moment because suddenly you were surrounded by nature and more or less wild animals in the middle of this buzzing city. Of course, we also went up a skyscraper. It was the Empire State Building. We discussed which building we should choose because you can't visit the top floor of most of them, like the Rockefeller Center. But we wanted to go up the one that was once climbed by King Kong. And apart from that, I must say that the most striking thing that I remember is how crowded the city is. No matter the time of the day, when you're in Manhattan, it is very hard to find a quiet place. One time it took us 10 minutes to get to a place that was just 100 meters away because there were so many people. It was an incredible experience.